Here we go. Parshas Terumah, Sfasema. So we're looking at Tav Reish Lamed Aleph, which is the first year. The Yomaskan is Kasha Moshe Ben Menorah. Right. So the Sfasema is always dealing with different inyanim from the Parsha, or the time. It's a tremendous amount on this manim. So here we go. Niskasha Moshe Ben Menorah. Ve'erlo Hashem Yisvorach. V'acharkach Siv Shenasa Matzmo. Te'aseh. So what was the Seder? I think it says in Midrashim that Moshe didn't know how to do the menorah, and Hashem showed him what the menorah was, the structure, and then it says that it was done anyway from its own, by itself, so to speak. So therefore, Sfasem Asasim came, Mamaherlo. So why did Hashem show him how to do it, and show him what the menorah was, if anyway he was going to do it on his own? That's Sheila. Hashem is showing Moshe how to do the menorah, what the menorah is, and then it says it got done by itself anyway. So what's the point? That's what he says. So now we're going to see a tremendous yisod. Okay? Ach, ki yidei rotzon adam b'lev v'nefesh be'emes, through the fact that a person wants, and with all of his heart and all of his soul, truthfully, nigmar ashar. Everything else gets done on its own. Ma she'eini yachal asos, what he couldn't do, nas hemi'atzmo. Nifla. So here's the yisod. When a person has a strong rotzen, an emes of rotzen, an emes of will in avodas Hashem to do something, but the actual fulfillment of it is something which is beyond him, beyond his capabilities and his koach, it's going to get done. It'll be done on its own. He sent the menorah into the ore, means he sent the raw materials into the fire, and it was done. Let's see how. Now, chen hu b'chol mitzvah b'chol ish m'yisrael. So this is a limited thing by Moshe Rabbeinu once in history? No. Chen hu b'chol mitzvah, so too is by every mitzvah. Every mitzvah person comes to do, but still maybe it's by Moshe's mitzvahs. No, m'chol ish m'yisrael. Every Jewish person has this ability. Unbelievable. Ki vadai ein b'koach adam lasos ritzon yisbarach. The truth is a person doesn't have the koach. We're going to explain this more in a second. A person doesn't have the koach to do ratzon Hashem. Right? Rak kifi Ratzon ha'adam nigmar me'atzmo, but according to the ratzon, the person, the thing gets finished on its own. Even the finishing of the thing is done through the person's will. So let's take a second and think what this means, right? That every mitzvah the person comes to do, this is very chashuv azach, I want to explain this for a second, that we think, oh, of course, very simple, right? I can do math, I can do physics, I can do sociology, I can go to college, I can get a degree, I can do mitzvahs. What's the big deal? Mitzvah is just another thing. So here's the point. You have to understand that be'etzem, a mitzvah is something which is beyond human capability. It is beyond us to do this. And I was thinking, like this. You know, the famous medrash that got spoken about over the last few weeks, we had two parshas of Kabbalah Sattar, of course, Yisro and the end of Mishpatim. Right, so Kaddish Baruch Hu sends the Torah to the Hofiyamei Mahar Paran, Vasimir of Skodish, Hofiyamei Mahar Paran, etc. I might have said the Pasuk wrong. And Chazal learned that he offered the Torah to all the Ummah Solom. Now, we understand all the time that the Ummah Solom, when they said no, they were, it's like a cynical no, you know. But I'm not gonna do Ritzicha, I'm not gonna do Geneva, I'm not gonna kill people, I'm like, that's my business. That's what we do. This is my hallmark, this is my trademark. How am I going to stop doing that? So you have to understand, really, the Goyim were right, Lefi the Sfasemis. In other words, they were right in understanding that the Torah was beyond them, because Be'etzem to do Ratzon Yisbarach is beyond us. The Chiddush is Nasev and Ishma. The Klai Yisrael understood, and the Svarim write about this, I've seen this in other Svarim, how in the world could Klai Yisrael think and come and say that you're going to know Kol Tar Kula and you're going to be able to keep all the mitzvahs? This is beyond the person. This is Be'etzem beyond the person. You get it? We're the Chiddush. The Goyim were right. We're Amab Caesar. We're an unreasonable nation to think that we could come and keep the Torah and keep Ratzon Hashem. So that's what the Sfasem is saying. Really, Betzem, a person doesn't have. Aim b'kol, let's read that line again. Vade aim b'kol adam lasas ritzon yisborach. A person in his physical abilities doesn't have the ability to do Ratzon Hashem. Rakfi Ratzon adam nigmar me'atzmo. But according to your Ratzon, then Hashem comes and finishes it off. Okay? I see one other dugma to that. Yeah.
Is it according to your ratzon when you initiate the action, or where you already kind of did all you could?
You have to do. We'll see. For sure you have to do. You have to try as much as you can. Right? You can't just say, I have a ratzon and sit back. But the ratzon is very, very powerful. V'zeh sheher lo leidam chuvan. Look how he says it now. V'zeh sheher lo leidam chuvan ratzon yisborach. So when Hashem is showing Moshe the menorah, what does he want in showing Moshe the menorah? So he's showing, this is the idea, this is the concept, this is what I want, Moshe. He wants him to understand what the ratzon is. And now Moshe can come as Vayidei Sherutz Lassos Ritzoni is Baruch. So now Moshe says, ah, that? I want to do that. This is me. I want to build the menorah. I want to be the one who has the responsibility, the achrayis, the schus, the capability to build the menorah. Vayidei Sherutz Lassos Ritzoni is Baruch. Rak Shehoya L'mal Mikoch Adam L'zen Nasa Miatzmo. And then it's Nasa Miatzmo. So it's a very, very interesting thing. I was thinking the Moshe would be like this. You show the blueprints. When Hashem is showing Moshe the menorah, basically it's like a... It's like showing the architect the blueprints, right? I mean, I know the architect makes the blueprints, not the architect. It's like showing the builder the blueprints. So what am I showing you? This is what the house I want looks like. Well, imagine a multi-million-dollar house, you know, or one of these. Now I have a good idea. Just go knock down some old buildings in Yerushalayim and build some new ones. That's a good way to make millions and millions and millions of dollars. If you have millions of dollars, you can make billions in Yerushalayim or both. So it takes some time, right? So here you go and show the builder. This is our plan, you know? Opposite... Bells, we're going to build this new building complex. I know they already have one. Okay, but whatever it would be, opposite Lulav, right, in the old city, opposite Eshetor, we're going to make this new complex. And a person looks at all the plans. Here's where the pool is, and here's where the parking lot's going to be, and here's where the elevators are. And the builder looks and says, I want to do this. I want to do this. This is something I could do. I want to build this for you. That's what that was going on. But now, really, but there was only one problem. You don't have any building crew. You know, you don't have any... Ain l'chashum davar. I don't have anything. I don't have builders. I don't have money. I don't have skyscrapers. I don't have what's it called? What do they call it? Cranes. I have nothing. Right. So the Rosh Hashanah. Once you want like that. Once you be'emes look at something and say you want it, the Rosh Hashanah is going to finish the job for you. Okay. And that's what he says. Vayter here brings from the Sfas Emes. So it does. It brings from his father, grandfather. Kenyan zeh pirish Adoni zekeni. Adoni Avi Zakeni, Mori Virabi, Amashikosi Yagati Matsasi, right? That's the Gemara Megillah, Yagati Matsasi. I tried and I found. Vidikte ki Mitzia behesechadas. Mitzia always comes behesechadas. You don't say, I'm going to look for a Mitzia. I'm going to look for a finding. It's something you find. I didn't look and I found it. That's what a Mitzia is. Umashim ba aide Yigia, and Yigia is the opposite, right? What comes through looking for it? Laminikra Mitzia. Why do we call Torah comes. B'metziah, but it comes b'yigiyah. But it comes b'metziah, it comes b'yigiyah. Yigiyah and metziah seem to be two opposite things. When you find something, it's not, you don't put any effort into finding. You found something.
Stumbled.
Right? Stumbled upon something. Exactly. Stumbled upon it. The Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld did one time. He said, I need more parnas in the house. So he went outside to look for a metziah. Okay, it was a very high madrega, but most people, I say, we need more money. So he went outside to look for a metziah. But most people, that's not the way you make money. Yeah? That's not how you do it. So how does it fit? Ach mi yachulam soa emesai. Look at this Lashon Rabosai. This gives a whole perspective. This is so beautiful because it gives a whole perspective to Torah Mitzvahs. We can't, on the one thing that we have to think the Torah Mitzvahs is shaykh to us, on the other that we have to understand how far we are from it. Mi yachulam soa emesai de yigiyaso. Who's going to find the emesai de yigiyaso? I'm just going to sit down and learn it. You know, learn the Gemara five times and I'll get it. Mi yachulam soa emesai de yigiyaso. You can find the truth of Torah. It's so far beyond us. I'll explain that more in a second. Rak shashem yisbarach notib matana. If you yageya, then I'll give you the mitziah. You have ratzah, then I'll give it to you. Without the ratzah, without putting all the effort in, without the yageya, there's going to be no mitziah, but tavin. Chaim Volozhin, he likes to make sure it's litvish. Chaim Volozhin says the exact same word on yagata matzasa and consider Chaim Volozhin. Yagata matzasa, it's not, you don't understand Torah. Torah is above us. But without yageya, you're not going to get it. You don't just find mitzias without putting in. But yagata matzasa tamin. You have to understand it's a yagia, and you have to understand afterwards you find the matzahs. And that's what he says. That's how he finished. That's talked by Moshe. Moshe was in the... Moshe, it says, Pasuk says, Mefurish Rashi brings down, Beyitain, I forget the exact Lashon HaPasuk, and the Rosh Hashanah gave him matana, but he was up by Melis. There's no Amal Torah like Moshe's 40 days without lo ochel, lo shasa, he didn't eat, he didn't drink, day after day after day, but he learned, and he forgot, and he learned, and he forgot, and he learned, and he forgot. This is all the pshat in the words, V'hochen levavam elecha. It's in Rabbi Willig's tape. It has a song that has these words in it. I don't know if you've enjoyed the Lev Bunim tape. But V'hachin levav me'lecha. What we have to do is we have to prepare our heart to the Eivishter. We have to prepare our heart towards him. We have to get our ruts in straight. We have to get our minds and our think that's straight. But and then we can come to Torah and hope to get the Metziah. Yeah, and that's mamish the message of Moshe. I wanted to go one more line into this. One second, I wanted to do my. Oh, sometimes we find more than this. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that there are times you worked on one sugya and that doesn't work in that sugya, but works somewhere else. It's a Forsha Gemara before Rashi in Sanhedrin Perek Chelik. But that's move on the same way. A person says to himself, you know, I worked very, very hard summer's man, and I was learning not such hard sugyas, right? It wasn't so hard. A sukkah, whatever, everything is hard to me, but okay, bonagiru was sukkah. It wasn't so hard. And it didn't work, you know. But I mamish put in a tremendous amount of email. It didn't work. So I look back at the Zman. I say, the whole Zman was a waste. I stumbled over this Rashi. I stumbled over this thing. And I got nothing out of it. Suddenly you come to the winter, and you don't work as hard. And you're in harder sugyas. And the sugyas open up to you. How does that make any sense? It doesn't make any sense. In Seichel, that makes no sense. Right? You don't have a better Derech HaLimud yet. You didn't get it yet. Yeah. But that's the point. Because you got the Matzah. If you think about it, if we look at things as a Metziah, so it makes sometimes the Yegia and the Metziah fit together. I was Yegia for this Metziah, and I found that thing that I was Yegia in. But it could be not like that also. It makes total sense. I was Yegia here. For whatever reason, the Rebbeinu Shalom held back the Saga then. But now it opens up for you in a whole different place, right? Which is extremely chashuv thing. From there, we understand you shouldn't. A person can't be crestfallen. I put so much effort in. Where did it go? Yeah? But you're assuming that you should understand things now because Torah is like physics. And in physics, if you understand it now, you got it now. If you don't understand it now, you don't have it now. But Torah is not like physics. So it could be, but your gear didn't get wasted. Your gear is not for naught. You're gay here and you're going to find somewhere else. Okay?
Doesn't it seem that if you put, you should have a better finding in the summer because you have more rutzen in the summer?
It could be.
But it seems like it's the opposite. Could be. You had the rutzen in the summer.
I gave one example. Hard. Sometimes it works like this, sometimes it doesn't. The point I want you to understand is we're dealing with a spiritual equation, not a physical equation. You understand? That's the point. So spiritual equations, we don't know, like a segulas. You know, the segula works like that. I think it'll work better like that, you know? We don't know. Our havan in Torah is a davar seguli. You understand? You know what segula means? It's like, how do you translate seguli?
No, I know what segula.
You know, it's like a segula. A segula, when you say a segula, right? You know, it's like the Belzer Rebbe. I'll give you another. The Belzer Rebbe said that a segula for remembering is chazara. You get it? That's the point. Because you think a segula for remembering is chazara. That's the point. Okay, so there's two things I want everybody to take out from this. Is one in a vote and one in getting chizik, right? We have to work so hard, and this is a theme which comes up a lot of different ways in Sfasem, is on preparing our hearts to what we're doing. We go through the rote in a lot of ways. And even a person says, I'm not going through the rote, I want to have kavana. This is a deeper thing than kavana. It's like, what do you really want, right? Hashem shows Moshe the menorah, and Moshe's response to the menorah is, I want to build this thing. Yeah? I want to build this thing. And that's what he was making. He did as much as he can, but if we take this word seriously, it means we have to be as in touch with our ritzonus and what we really want and how much we're really interested in ruchnius and make that decision, you know, day to day, hour to hour, moment to moment, that this is something I'm really interested in, that I want, because that's really what's a biadeno, and that's what's going to cause the hashpah, that's what's going to get us a hasaga and Torah. You know, we don't do that. If you think about it, how much time does a person put into, you can develop your skills, you could learn how to read Hebrew, you know, you could work on self-discipline, you could work on the fact that I want to be able to learn with my kids, and a lot of things go through our minds, which are all good, those are all Dvar Mo'ilim. But that's good if Torah would be just physics. But when we're talking about something which is beyond physics, we have to realize that it has a different currency. It's a different currency. The currency for Torah and mitzvahs is our ratzon, hachin levav melecha, that our heart has to be in it, that we have to be interested in. According to that, you know, you have to think how do I get myself to really want this, to be interested in this and want this. Yeah, I've got to say, and then the second thing is to get a big chizik. Like I said, that's a gevaldige chizik to know sometimes when you think things went for, if you believe it. You know, if you believe it, that my yigia wasn't all for law, and it wasn't just schar that I get schar in olam hava. No, the mitzvah might be, you don't know. I mean, you know, I know sometimes I open up a gemara, I don't know where I suddenly got the havana from, you know, unless it's hard for you to accept, Josh. But like, I just, like, You know, like, where does it come from? Where did, you know, how come this piece I learned five times, I got nothing, this one I learned once, you know? That's because of that. Back then, when I tried hard and I didn't say anything, you know, and I came to Shul and have anything to say back then. Because of that, you know, the time I got bushes over here, I got the matzah. And that's not how it works. You're saying a svara should be this way, it should be that way, but it's not a svara thing. Okay? One other nekuda, last nekuda I want to say about that, I forgot to mention before, you see, and he doesn't, Svasemis doesn't point that out, but I want to be mosif, that the Hascholas Advarim, also there with Hashem helped Moshe. He's talking about once the Ratzon is there, that's what we put in, and then Hashem's going to finish the rest. But Hashem came and showed Moshe the blueprint also, right? Hashem did the first step, so to speak. He showed Moshe the blueprint, and now Moshe wanted the blueprint, and now Hashem's going to do the rest. So he's not pointing that out, but you see, that's also model, right? It's not just all the time that I have to have the Ratzon, and then Hashem's going to do the rest. Sometimes Hashem's even going to set you up to have the Ratzon, right? What would that mean, Lamaisa? Hashem sends you a Rebbe, Hashem sends
you a taste of something.
Gives you a taste of something, right? So, but, you know, and so on the one hand, it's gewaldig to know the Siyat HaShemayim is going like that. On the other hand, it also means we shouldn't be stupid about our opportunities. You know, people miss opportunities in Ruchnias. You know, my son called me, he was supposed to come to us for Shabbos, and Rav Dov Yaffa was coming to my Mechutin, my dear Mechutin's house. Dov Yaffa is one of the Tzadikei Ador. You know, so my son said to me, he already goes to a Vod of his on Wednesdays. So he said, how much am I going to get out of it? He's going to have all his Misharsim around, and his wife's there. And it's not, so I told my son, you know, so his wife said, no, we should stay, you know, it's a big opportunity. And he called me to see what I said. I said, for sure you should stay. And he had it's an opportunity, you know, and I'm glad it was coming. So he walks in, you take opportunity. The Rosh Hashanah is being married to you something. That person could say, oh, that's what I want. And now you're going to have five opportunities for Shemesh Chachamim in the future because of that. You don't know how things, right? So those are two models we have in Avodas Hashem. I put in the Ratzon, Hashem finishes. Sometimes Hashem even shows me, then I have a Ratzon against what he shows me. He gives me a taste, I have a Ratzon, and then he'll finish. But we don't finish Maisim Al Yidei ourselves. Torah is beyond our koach. Okay, so next one, let's just talk for 5 minutes about Adar. You notice you didn't say Tachnan this afternoon. Yeah? You said Tachnan?
I know.
You didn't have Mincha yet.
I did.
So what am I saying? Baruch Hashem. And you said Tachnan?
No.
You were sad or happy you didn't say Tachnan? I'm just joking. Higid al Chodesh Adar. That's a joke. Higid al Chodesh Adar. So what's Shem Adar here? This is, I'm sorry, Tafri Shlame Beis, the first Aleph Zayin. This is a very Shane Shtickle sandwich. You know what we're getting into over here? Adar is a heavy month. Yeah? Higid al Chodesh Adar. My grandfather said about Chodesh Adar. Al Shem HaMedrash Hanal Haniska Leil and some other piece. Vadur Beinechem. Adar is Lashon Adur. I will dwell amongst you. Now Adar really, both, so we understand that the language of the Chodashim was from Bavel, like the Ramban points out in Parshas Bo, I think. But still, for sure, you know, we can find mashmos and meaning in the languages. Anyway, Bavel is, you know, Bavel means Alul, whatever, everything, right? So Adar is Adur. Hashem is going to dwell amongst us. Now you're going to see something beautiful in a second. Rak B'tnai, so it means Hashem, there's obviously a special Hashpa and Adar of Hashem coming to live amongst us. Rak B'tnai Leidak Yekom Meni Yisborach. But the condition for us to get Adar working for us is that everything is from Him. Yisborach. Kemoshe Kasev Begazis. Like it says by someone who has gaiva, ain't an evil who door, right? God can't die with a bal gaiva, right? God, like I like to say, God puts up with a lot of garbage in the world, a lot, yeah. But He puts up with it. Lo masti, lo galti, la chalosim, la febrisi them. But one thing the Rosham can't handle is a bal gaiva. I can't live with him. So I said, goodbye. Oh, I'm not going to take it. Yeah, I'm not taking it. You know, my mother-in-law said to us, he wants to take out the garbage. He said, I'm not taking any garbage from you. Just joking. But, Rak B'tanai Leidak Yekom Lenei Sporach. V'gas Enan Eva Hu Yechom Ador. Right? V'shem Adar. Now he says another, watch this. V'shem Adar Aleph V'dal V'rash. That's very interesting. All right, 2 minutes. Though. Is that okay?
He's basically in the shir
right now?
I'm in the shir.
Oh, so he's, okay. So
he does the shir and your shir.
Okay, so one second. So we have to finish. I'll just say quickly. Adar is Aleph Adal Barash. Yeah? So you think he's saying Aleph is, it's an Aleph. I think he means maybe Elohim Dal Varash. Dal Varash means a poor person. Elohim Dal Varash. Aleph Dalad Resh. Right? So what's that mean? Elohim Dal Varash. The point is Hashem is with the, Hashem is, we have to do a Biktari now, but Hashem is with the poor person. It means Hashem is with the person who feels he can't do everything on his own. Yeah? So now, so it's Gevaldig. So Adar is a Lashon of Adur Beinechem. I'm going to live amongst you. But what's the condition? That a person is Dal Varash, Aleph Dal Varash, that I am, Elohim is with the Dal, Aleph Elohim, Dal Varash, and the Hashem is with the poor person. Yeah? So the merit means the Yisod of the Avoda of the Chodesh, and the way, the Yisod of the Hashpah of the Chodesh, the Totsah of what's going to happen during this month, and how to get there is all in the word Adar. What I have to remember is the word Adar. Adar is a Lashon of Adar, we want to live with the God this month. Yeah? And how do we do it? By being Dal Varash, by recognizing we don't have anything without him. So it's Zer Shein that the Mahusa of the month, the Mahusa of the Hashpah of the month of Adur Beinechem, I'm going to live with you, and the way, the Avodah we have to do to turn that on, right? When we'll be Dal Varashim and not feel we can do everything on our own, and recognize B'chol Davar Elokus Yisborach and how much we need him, and see him in everything, that's how we're going to make him Dal Beinechem. If we'll be Aleph Dal, if we'll be Dal Varash, Dalad Rash, Dalad Resh, and then we'll be Zochet to other Beneichem, and for sure that's Tashpo, Yada, that we'll get to Purim. Bezrat Hashem.
Amen.